When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
You guys want to spit some hot fire this morning?
We sure do.
I know you do. We're only 7 days into the new year and people are pissed.
They're rattled. They're fired up. They're ready to go.
All right, guys. We love when you're a part of the show. 585-252-9800. You can text or call us if you need to clear
the air.
Derek is here. Let's go to our friend Derek. Bag salad is a scam. It's brown by the time you open it, and it's overpriced. There, I said it.
Well, you put it in your, produce drawer, and you forget about it, and you come back for 2 days later, and
two days.
That's what happens.
A week longer. I can't tell you how guilty I feel. I've thrown away so many bag salads that I've purchased over the years.
Yeah.
So many.
Good stuff.
And I'm like, okay, time to eat it. No, it expired a month ago.
Sorry.
You got to be
so
careful.
You can get
really sick with those salad kits. Let's
you
go
definitely
over to
can.
Joe. So, Moose and Breezy, someone explain to me how people are allowed to wear jeans to the gym. It should not be allowed. There, I said it. 100% agree.
No. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. If you're on the Stairmaster in jeans, you're gonna split your pants.
I've seen it.
There's the end of that.
Have you? I mean, if it's happening anywhere, it's Planet Fitness.
Yeah, I don't. Typically fancy those spots, but I do know that it happens.
Sure.
If you leave the volume on an odd number, you are a psychopath. There, I said it. That's from Larry.
Oh, that is a Larry thing to say. Sure. That is something that would bother a Larry.
Turn it up to 17. Specifically. You know what I mean?
That's just OCD. That's somebody who has serious OCD.
So who's the psychopath? You, Larry, or the person who just flippantly goes through life not worrying about odd or even numbers?
Or the guy who runs home early so he can clean and dust off his baseboards.
So that's just you.
Mm-hmm. Mine for today is if your password is 1234, you absolutely deserve to get hacked. There, I said it.
Oh.
Hands down. That's the best you can come up with? You don't mean iPhone passwords or just passwords alone or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Come on. Come on. Let's go over to Alan. Moose and Breezy, what's up, you guys? Hey, I'm driving to work right now. My wife, Julie, listens to the show every morning. Hey, can you do me a big favor and tell her it's time to take down the Christmas tree? Thanks, guys. There, I said it.
Oh.
Hey, Julie.
Why is this always happening?
Alan, in not so many words, said Christmas ended 2 weeks ago and it's time to take down the tree. So okay. If you're home, get to it.
Hurry up. Pedal to the metal. There's so many coming in that are not safe for the radio. Maybe we'll save them for the live show. Yeah, no, can't say that one. This person says, not enough people wear hats. There, I said it. It's a great accessory to your fit, and if you're not wearing it, you're doing yourself a disservice.
I've been wearing too many hats.
Oh.
I got a beautiful full head of hair, and sometimes I like to show it off.
Okay.
I mean, do you agree?
No. Now you're fishing for compliments.
I know. It's so sad. I'm so sorry. Somebody, no name here, they said women who tattoo their breast are gross. There, I said it. Oh, man. Shots fired. Well, hold on.
The little sun around the... You know what?
It depends on the nature of the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's a tat of Daffy Duck, yeah, that's trashy. I personally like when a woman has a tattoo of a rose on her breast, because when she gets older, it slowly starts to turn into a long stem rose.
Yeah, well, we're all making choices. You know what I mean?
Sure. Life is based off of choices and decisions.
He's like, that's why I only dated 60-year-olds specifically for 3 years straight. I had to check out their roses.
They needed help with their catheters. Let's go over to Sarah. I agree. Stop wearing denim to the gym to work out. There I said
guys, it. Guys, this isn't like a super hot take. Like, people just like don't own basketball shorts. You know what I mean? So this person says, I love to clean a baseboard mousse. If you want to go on a date, you know what we'll be doing.
Cleaning baseboards?
Okay.
That's it?
You guys on all fours. Reenacting the human centipede. Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, you know, we're going to need a third person for that, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe it can be Tina.
I'm not the tail. That movie is so wild.
Yeah, but like, it's one of your favorites.
It is, but like, come on, think about it. It's.
Oh, I've thought about it. More than enough.
It's one of the first Moosterpiece theaters we performed on the show.
No, fully.
And you bring up a good question. What producer thought, hey, you know what's a good idea for a movie? Why don't we get a couple of people to sew their mouth to someone else's ass?
And why aren't they in jail? You know what I mean? Okay. There's a lot of psychologists and psychiatrists that need to seek that.
Better help.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I work at a restaurant for maybe 12 years now, and the people who always leave without pushing in their chairs are some of the most horrible people I've ever met. There, I said it.
Yeah, my fiance weighing in. She's like, it is the most rude, disrespectful thing you could ever do.
It is. Push in your chair.
Okay. Sorry.
Let's go over to Slick Rick. Hey, what's up, guys? Let's normalize not answering FaceTime calls in 2026 without someone giving you a heads up first. There, I said it.
Yeah. And we'll leave it with this one. My wife and I have a puzzle piece with a heart on our boobs. So when we hug, we complete each other.
Come on.
There, I said it. It's for the grumpy people.
Yeah.
Okay. Not you doing jigsaws on a daily basis.
Oh, that sounds hot.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
And we're out.
Hello?
Candy Andy. What's up, brother? It's Moose and Breezy.
What's going on?
Hey, dude, we just wanted to call and share some good news with you because, you know, you're one of our most loyal listeners, and we just wanted to say we appreciate that and maybe give back.
We wanted to cordially, officially invite you, no winning necessary, to come to our live show, you and a guest or you and yourself. We need you there. The show would not be the same without you in the audience.
Do you accept?
Oh, my gosh. I am ecstatic. That is freaking awesome. Thank you so much.
Dude, you are so welcome. Obviously, we thought about you. And we're like, Candy Annie, you need to be at the show, man.
You have to be there.
You're up and early. You're listening every single morning. You're constantly checking in with your good vibes. And even if you have a bad day, the glass is still half full. You know what I mean?
We love you.
Love you guys. You guys always make my day when I hear it on the radio. You know, everything. You guys always make me laugh. Even if I have a bad day, I turn it on and I'm always smiling. So.
Okay, well, I'm sobbing. Thank you so much. We are so excited. So put that time off in. Give them a month in advance because tell them you literally have plans the 6th and you just simply can't come to work.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you so much, guys.
You're so
no problem,
welcome.
Man. Hey, much love, dude. And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you at Jiva Theater February 6th on Friday night.
Have a great day.
Absolutely. I'll see you guys there. You too.
All right, bye.
We love him.
No, I'm obsessed with him. Dude. No, I'm obsessed.
More chances for you guys to win tickets to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy live after dark.
Ah!
February 6th at Jiva Theater. Breezy and I will take the stage live. do our live show. First one ever. We're very, very excited.
Yes, we are.
Chances for you to win those coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock for Can't Beat Breezy. Residents right now in Greece, not happy. They're expressing frustration after the Board of Zoning Appeals approved a new Delta Sonic gas station right near their homes.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
The proposed site is going to be located at the Wegmans Plaza right there on Ladder Road, which would include at least 8 pumps, vacuums, and a car wash. We know how huge Delta Sonic is. I mean, yeah, I can understand why there's a little bit of frustration there. Right. How many of you listening live in that area and you want nothing to do with it? One nearby homeowner of the 2 years voiced her concern, and she says, the impact on property values and student safety is it's going to destroy our property value. And that's coming from one prominent realtor. Christine Rice said, where I live in that neighborhood, you cannot make a left-hand turn already on Long Pond. And it's true. You have 2,000 students in that area between Greece Athena High School, the middle school, and then Greece Assembly of God, and then the Montessori School. And they're the ones who will be most heavily impacted by this. Delta Sonic stated in a previous meeting it would implement noise reduction measures by using trees in a fence.
They're like, you can't hear anything with this bush right here. It's like, well, that's not how that works.
Sounds like they got it all figured out. Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, perfect.
But as of now, they conducted a traffic survey which found no issues from either the Monroe County Department of Transportation or the New York State Department of Transportation. And people are criticizing the zoning approval process, because they're noting that the developer's request for changes to zoning, they require 80,000 gallons of gasoline tanks when only 20,000 gallons are actually permitted. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but the planning board is set to vote on the site plan, I believe, tonight. We'll see what happens with that. I know where they want to do it, in front of that Wegmans there, because there's room to do it, but neighbors are they're not happy. Coming up on the show, you guys, what's the official cutoff for saying Happy New Year? Because we're 7 days in. Mm-hmm. I said it yesterday to a coworker, and I was annoyed at myself. Is it awkward to still say it after the workday back? We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, riddle me this. When do we officially stop saying Happy New Year to people?
No. I actually, like 2 days ago. No.
I mean, we're officially 1 week into the new year, and I guess some people still letting it slide. I said Happy New Year to a coworker yesterday, and I was annoyed at my I was bothered by it. I'm like, okay, we're done with this. Yeah. I'm officially done saying it.
It's over.
By the way, Christmas tree should have been taken down. It's the 7th. We're done. I understand the argument is that your tree gives off a nice vibe because of the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a lamp. Saying Happy New Year on January 7th feels like saying Happy Birthday, but you're a couple weeks late.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What are we doing here?
Happy New Year.
It's a little late, frankly, for the Happy New Year's, you know?
Why? Just happened a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that's too long. Statute of limitations is kind of run out on the New Year's. 3 days. Plenty.
3 days.
By the way, everything doesn't have to be happy.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I feel the same way about a lot. I feel the same way about every holiday. Like, if someone's like, Merry Christmas, like, after Christmas, I'm like, ew, no. No.
Oh, you know what bothers me? And I love the holidays. But people are still jamming out to Christmas music in the first of the year. I'm like, no, whoa. It's
now.
Okay to move on. Anyone still saying Happy New Year? Where's the cutoff here? Maybe you're saying it and regretting it. 585-252-9800. Because we need to break this down real quick. I think the reason people get all bothered, like myself, mm-hmm. is that when it comes to wishing people a Happy New Year, it's because, I don't know, the holidays are over. January 1st on New Year's Day, I took down the tree, all the decorations, because it's time to start the new year. Yesterday, threw away all the leftover Christmas cookies.
Yep.
All the Christmas cards, they're taken down.
Down.
Went in the drawer.
See ya.
Now, the people who are still saying Happy New Year to you, let's say, third week into the new year, whether they've seen you or not, those are the ones who refuse to take their tree down. I'm telling you right now, I guarantee it.
Something that pisses me off to no end is when people keep their tree up and then they just change the decorations for whatever holidays. A Valentine's Day tree. A St. Patrick's Day tree.
There are people who do that. Tree.
It just like waters down the image of Christmas and having a Christmas tree. Like, so now we just have a tree for every holiday? Like, what? Why are we doing that?
I don't know. Maybe it's
a
just
4th of July tree.
It's easier. It's just the procrastination.
A Cinco de Mayo tree.
By the way, any of you guys using this new hack where you just saran wrap the entire tree and then it's good to go for next year?
No.
I thought about it.
No. Where are you keeping it?
So I found right above my bathroom, there's a huge crawl space and I put all my decorations and my tree in there. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. And I was like, what if I saran wrap the whole tree? And then I called my brother. I said, did you do that? He goes, no, we just throw our tree out and get a new one every year.
But it's a real tree, right?
No, it's artificial.
What?
Yeah. He's so wasteful.
Okay. As an environmentalist, I have some beef with him, truly.
I mean, so that's the thing. A lot of people right now, they just took their tree. They saran wrapped it with the ornaments still on it. I'm like, yeah, that's a cool hack. It's lazy for sure. But mm-hmm. It makes sense. I tried to do it. I just didn't have the amount of saran wrap I needed. It was an 8-foot tree.
Right.
But when it comes to saying Happy New Year, do we get a grace period? If so, how long? I think we're at the cutoff. It's January 7th.
Yeah. I don't think that it's appropriate. And like, even like, I think saying it in person is one thing and I think it should be absolutely done. But like, even saying it in emails, like, don't waste your finger energy. You know what I mean? Don't even type it out. Don't even type it out.
Kelly said I stopped on January 1st right at midnight. Anything else just feels really kind of fake.
Can I say something else that like rattles me for no reason? I hate when people abbreviate New Year's Eve. To
NYE.
Like it's like NYC, but like there's a typo and I just don't know what it means. And I just like absolutely, I viscerally hate it. Like, I don't know why. Stop abbreviating New Year's Eve to NYE. Like,
yeah,
you know what it reminds me of? FYE. I'm like, oh my God, why are we doing this here? No,
FYE,
thanks.
Like the record store at the mall.
Yeah.
Memories.
FYE.
January 2nd. After that, it feels really forced and weird. That came in from Mark. So I think the cutoff, I mean, obviously it's to what you're comfortable with. If you want to do it and annoy people, that's fine. But wishing someone a new year or like a happy new year, I feel like that's it. We're done. We're a week into the new year and we left it alone.
It's over.
And I've made the mistake of saying it 2 to 3 times to the same person because I'm nervous.
Happy New Year. 2 minutes later, Happy New Year. They're like, get away from me, freak.
I know, it's like it's too much. And I got to tell you guys, usually me and Breezy, we're not this bothered. But we have a lot of opinions.
New Year, new us.